It's possible to crowdfund almost anything these days. Medical expenses, startups, movies, even real estate. Real estate is a lucrative investment that's been open to very few people, and crowdfunding seeks to disrupt that. Small Change is a new platform to raise money for the kind of urban development that doesn't attract traditional investors. But as Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhurov reports, the crowd who can take advantage of this is still pretty small.
Here's how crowdfunding works. People find projects that appeal to their personal interests, throw what money they can at them, and when they materialize, people feel good.
It's a lot of passion involved in crowdfunding.
That's Eve Picker. She's a Pittsburgh-based developer who's behind Small Change, a crowdfunding site for real estate development.
This is the way the website looks. I'll turn the brightness up for you.
The site hasn't launched yet, so she clicks through a mock-up.
You just come to a page which explains what we do, that we help you invest in real estate for projects that matter to you, not just for a financial return, but for other returns.
Small Change is not the first crowdfunding platform for real estate, but its niche is primarily urban development projects that Picker hopes will make cities better. Her team has developed what they call the Change Index. They score each project for its mobility, sustainability, and economic vitality.
We'll look at if there's a dedicated bike lane within a quarter of a mile of the project, whether it's using green building practices, whether it's in a historically underserved community.
Small Change will work with projects that can't secure funding from traditional sources, like national banks. Banks largely support familiar projects with limited risk. The types of projects Small Change wants to target can be hard to assess because they're unique or sit in neighborhoods that banks view as risky for investing. There's potential for a lot of development like that in Pennsylvania cities. Andrew Rostai works for a nonprofit that builds affordable housing in Charlotte, North Carolina. He's been talking with Small Change about raising money to transform an industrial building in a disinvested Charlotte neighborhood into office and retail space.
In an area that you're seeking to do economic development work, there's some preconceived notions on what a neighborhood is, and there's also some just challenging economics that make it hard to attract capital.
So instead of asking conservative national banks for money, with Small Change, you'd be able to ask anybody. People who love the city, or people who believe in the work of the developer, or neighbors who want to see the community succeed. Matthew Saccone, a young developer who sits on Picker's advisory board, says that in addition to funding projects, crowdfunding can teach people how the whole building process works and give people a sense of ownership.
People are always like, oh, do you see what they built? Or do you see what they did over there? No one defines who they is, right? It's never, oh, this is what we did.
Saccone thinks of it as democratizing the development process. But while crowdsourcing opens up real estate investing to a larger group of people, the crowd is still pretty small. Only accredited investors can actually put up money. That's a technical term for a certain level of wealth or income that, it turns out, less than 5% of people in the U.S. meet. It's a Securities and Exchange Commission regulation. In other words, it's the 5% instead of the 1%. But Saccone says that'll change.
I think that it will take some time for people to sort out the regulations to make that sort of happen.
New SEC regulations do allow for exceptions. All it takes is time, a lot of paperwork, and about $100,000 to open up a project to a more inclusive form of crowdfunding. That hassle doesn't even make sense for smaller projects. For now, Small Change will be limited to accredited investors only. Picker expects to launch later this summer. Irina Zhurov, Keystone Crossroads.